If you were born between any of these days, then I have good news for you. But if you were born between any of these days, then this is for you. Saturn retrograde is going to quietly slip back into the ocean of Pisces in the early morning hours around like 4:30 a.m. Eastern on September 1st, meaning that whatever story Saturn in Pisces just told and unfolded through the Pisces area of a birth chart between March of 2023 all the way to May of 2025 isn't quite over yet. I want to clarify though that this retrograde feels different. Anytime we are experiencing retrogrades, it's usually when a sign is like enters a new sign, then retrogrades in that sign, then goes direct, and then retrogrades in that sign again, and then goes direct, things like that. However, when a planet ingresses into a new sign, leaving the sign it was just in for X amount of time, but then goes retrograde in that new sign and regresses back into the previous sign, that tells me or us that there is a story that needs perfecting, refining, or some loose strings need to be tied up before we can fully package this new life, this new chapter, and then be done with that story. Does that make sense? So point is, there is a story that just unfolded from March of 2023 to May of 2025 in the Pisces area of your birth chart that you are now going to be revisiting, reflecting, reevaluating, refining, but not in like terms of like going back to it, more of like refining it, perfecting it, and improving it, or finalizing it, submitting it, something of that nature. I can't think of another analogy, but basically you're perfecting it and working a bit harder on it between September 1st to November when where it's retrograde, and then from November to February while it's direct, meaning we feel a lot better from that point on. So if you were born with your Saturn in Pisces, you are getting your final chapter of your Saturn in Pisces between September 2025 to February 2026. But if you were born with your Saturn in Aries, you are getting a pocket of, I don't know, like calm or relaxation in this time frame where you kind of get to chill for a second and you're not heavily focusing on Saturn's work in Aries. Saturn is known as the architect of time because he represents all things responsibility, discipline, determination, resilience, strength, endurance, things of that nature. In Pisces, he adopts this more mystical vibe, where I like to say he's kind of like a mystical architect. It's almost like the challenges and obstacles that Saturn brings in Pisces to teach you strength, resilience, and endurance, or growth and responsibility, come more for your soul rather than your body, if that makes any sense. I will make more videos going into further detail about how this is going to come through for us, but just to put it super frankly, Saturn basically destroys whatever we previously were building for years, not to really just mess with us, but more so that we can rebuild something that's more aligned and better and stronger and more sustainable or long-lasting. So there's something we've been building in the Pisces area of your birth chart that's not quite perfected, that Saturn's coming in to go, fix this or I'm going to destroy it and you're going to have to start over. It's all about improvement and it's positive, but again, I'll break it down in another video.